For years, Pennsylvania landowners have tried and failed to get the legislature to protect royalties they receive from natural gas companies. A new poll from Franklin and Marshall College and State Impact Pennsylvania shows 2/3 of Pennsylvania voters believe the state should strengthen the law. As State Impact's Amy Sisk reports for 90.5 WESA, next door in West Virginia, legislators just did that.
When mineral owners sign a lease to allow drilling, the company agrees to give them a cut of the gas revenue. Sometimes drillers take out deductions. These post-production costs include transporting the gas or removing impurities to get the gas ready to be sold. Some mineral owners say the deductions are too high and have sued. In Pennsylvania, they're pushing for a change in law, but it hasn't happened. So why did one sail through the State House in West Virginia this year? This bill came about from a court ruling.
Senate Bill 360, clarifying oil and gas permits not be on flat well royalty leases. Third reading.
Pennsylvania courts have come down in favor of drillers taking deductions. But in West Virginia, courts had sided with royalty owners. Until last year, when the state Supreme Court ruled in favor of gas driller EQT and allowed deductions with certain old leases. Tom Huber with the West Virginia Royalty Owners Association says the ruling would have affected many farmers who own minerals. His group and others pushed to reverse it at the Capitol.
I think it was pretty clear to the legislature that a lot of the practices around post-production expenses and marketing this gas were kind of exploitative to, you know, individuals who don't have fleets of lawyers.
Their effort started in the Senate.
All those in favor will vote yay. Those opposed will vote nay. The clerk will prepare the machine.
It passed almost unanimously in both chambers. The governor signed it last month.
I was in shock.
Valerie Antoinette lobbied for the measure with Bounty Minerals, which buys mineral interests across Appalachia.
We did not believe that this bill would pass, but we wanted to introduce it to start the conversation.
She says the tipping point came when West Virginia's teachers went on strike. Higher taxes on oil and gas emerged as a potential way to increase teacher salaries. She says information started circulating about campaign contributions from the energy industry. Heightened scrutiny over oil and gas money helped advance the deductions bill. A lawyer representing EQT, Tim Miller, opposed it at a Senate committee hearing.
The last thing we want to do is appear as an outlier state.
He told lawmakers the measure would create a special class of leases that might cause drillers to go elsewhere, like to Pennsylvania. He says he understands there's frustration when deductions eat up royalty checks, especially lately as royalties are lower because natural gas prices have dropped.
The answer to me isn't changing this bill. It's allowing or encouraging the market, the free market, to build more pipelines, get this gas out of West Virginia into places.
He said that would help boost the value of the gas. Elsewhere, the deductions keep coming. EQT recently notified royalty owners in Pennsylvania, Kentucky, and Virginia it might take more deductions. The letter was dated the same day the bill cleared the West Virginia legislature. In a statement, EQT said it has been planning this change for several months to bring its practices in line with other producers. But Jackie Root with the Pennsylvania chapter of the National Association of Royalty Owners says it feels different.
I believe they're angry about the decision in West Virginia, and it's spilling over into Pennsylvania.
She hopes to build upon the momentum from West Virginia's new law. But for years in Harrisburg, the gas industry has argued the deductions are a legitimate business practice, and the disputes are contract matters, best resolved in court. Here's Antoinette again. She also lobbies in Pennsylvania.
We're hoping something breaks in the budget discussions this year that would provide some royalty owner protections.
But there's no guarantee that break will come. Amy Sisk, 90.5 WESA News.